Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in again. 10-4-2013, 7:30. I love mornings. This is Watch Your Ruth, here, there, and everywhere. Lunatic Fringe, everything you don't want to know about, least of all want to talk about, but absolutely need to know. What do you think about the rumor that the Pope is gay? How about Planet Ison changed directions? Or, what's the newest one? Oh, that NASA's got some big announcement on November the 13th that's going to rock the world. Kind of seems to me like all of this stuff, the implication of it all, basically the essence of it, is confusion, being unsettled, kind of just being a little tempest-tossed and not grounded and level of anxiety raised and everything. And family, I can tell you that's just from Satan himself. And if you're thinking about higher things, things that are spiritual, things that are of God and good and pleasant and honest and firm things, you're not spending all your time worrying about all that man has to produce out of his ridiculous mouth. Because that's all it is. It's man. And we were not commanded to get caught up in all of the spirits that are dwelling down in this earth, because they're not good ones. So lift yourself out again. It isn't Thursday, and the garbage didn't go out today, but take that one bag out, throw it in the garbage can, because you don't need it today. You need to pull yourself right out of worrying about all that stuff that God worries about. You're the apple of his eye. Because you belong to him. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Over and over and over again. He knows when the sparrow falls down. He counts every one of them. So because we have a little time to finish the book of Zechariah here, I'm going to stop my preaching on that. But pull yourself up. Pull up your bootstraps here, family, and go forward. You're strong. Then I saw, I'm going to go back again to the beginning of chapter 6 because I don't want to slight any of it. It's very important. And I'm hoping to get through the whole rest of this book, but if not, we'll finish it tomorrow. I looked up and I saw the four chariots coming from between what looked like two mountains. They were made of brass. The first chariot was pulled by red horses, the second by black ones, the third by white horses, the fourth dappled grays, and these are all what I said, sir, are they? And I asked the angel, and he replied, these are the four heavenly spirits who stand before the Lord of all of the earth, and they go out to do his work. The chariots pulled by the black horses will go north. The ones pulled by the white horses will follow it there. They go to Babylon. They are assembled to the center of the world of idolatry and wickedness. The red horses were impatient to be off to patrol the back and forth across the earth. The dappled grays will go south. They will begin their patrol, and they are going at once. The Lord has summoned them. Those who went north executed my judgment and quieted my anger. And in another message, the Lord said, Heldai, Tobijah, Jedidiah will bring the gifts of silver and gold to the Jews exiled in Babylon. The same day they arrive, meet them at the gate of Josiah, where they will stay, accept their gifts, and make them a crown from silver and gold. Then put the crown on the head of Joshua, the high priest. Tell him the Lord of hosts says, you represent the man who will come, whose name is the branch. He will grow up from himself. He will grow up in his place. and he will build the temple of the Lord. To him belongs the royal title. He will rule both as king and priest with perfect harmony with all, between perfect harmony and woe. Then put the crown in the temple of the Lord to honor those who gave it. And these three who have come from far away represent many others who will someday come from distant lands, who will rebuild the temple. And when this happens, you will know that my messages have been from the God of all hosts, and none of this will happen unless you carefully obey my commandments of the Lord. And another message came for me from the Lord in late November, in the fourth year of the king Darius. The Jews of the city had set up a group of men. They had an administrative officer over him by the name of Sharhazer. He was their king, and he reigned in the Regemmiach to the Lord's temple at Jerusalem to seek his blessings and to speak with the priests and prophets about whether they must continue their traditional custom of fasting and mourning during the month of August each year, as they had been doing for so long. Say to all your people, during those 70 years of exile, when you fasted and mourned in August and October, were you really sorrowful? Did you really pray and repent of your sins before me, so you were a fit bride, an unspotted, without blemish bride? For long years I waited for you to have fellowship with me and come back to me. And even now in your holy feast to God, you don't really even think of me, but only of the food and the fellowship you have and the fun you have when you go there. Long years ago, when Jerusalem was prosperous and her southern suburbs out along the plain were filled with people, the prophets warned them that this attitude would surely lead them to ruin, and it has. So the Lord said to Zechariah, tell the people to be good, to stop plotting evil, to take care of the widows and the foreigners and the orphans. And they wouldn't listen to the Father's message. They were stubborn. They put their fingers in their ears, and they had hardened hearts. They were like flint. They didn't want to hear the words of the Lord of hosts, and they didn't want to obey his laws. They didn't want to be revealed in the Holy Spirit that he had left in them, so that they would have no excuse. And that's why the wrath of God is going to come on to them. He called and called and called, but they refused to listen, so he scattered them in the lands all across the world. And then the Lord of hosts says, I'm greatly concerned and I'm angry because your enemies have really done more than I wanted them to do to you, but now I'm going to return. And I myself will live within Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called Faithful City and Holy Mountain, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts. The Lord of Hosts declares this from Jerusalem, will have peace and prosperity for so long that there will once again be old and aged men, women hobbling her streets. The streets will be filled with little boys and girls, and the Lord will say, this will be unbelievable to you, but it is my good pleasure and it is my plan to leave a remnant, a small, discouraged as you may be, but no great thing to me, because you can be sure I will rescue all of my people from the east to the west as far as they have scattered. And I bring them home, and they will live safely, and I will be there. If you will wait for me, if you will just be true and wait for me, I will be your God, and I will forgive you of your sins, said the Lord of hosts. get on with your job and finish it. You've been listening long enough. For since you began laying the foundation of the temple, the prophets have been telling you about all the blessings that await you when all is finished. Before this work began, there were no jobs, no wages, no security. If you had left the city, there was no assurance that you would return, for such was that crime was so rampant. But in God's world, he will sow peace and prosperity. Crops will prosper. We will be weighted down with all the fruit. The ground will be so fertile. There will be so much rain, and the blessings will rain down upon the people that are left in the land, that you will say to yourselves, I wish I was as poor as Judah. The heathen used to say to those they cursed, but no longer, for now Judah is a word of blessing, not a curse. So don't be afraid and don't be discouraged, because God's plan is to bless you. And he hasn't changed his mind, and I did what I said, and I would when your fathers angered me, and I promised to punish them, and I won't change that decision of mine to bless you. Tell the truth, be fair, live at peace with everyone. Don't plot harm to others. Don't swear that something is true when it is not. How I hate those sorts of things. Here is another message I said. The traditional fasts and times of mourning you've kept in August and October and in January, the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, and all of the 10th months, they are all ended. They will be changed to just joyous feasts if you love truth and peace. So go throughout Jerusalem and ask the Lord to bless. And be merciful. And say, I'm going to meet the Lord. Come with me. Let's go. And we'll make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. We'll attend the festival. And we'll all say, let us love the Jewish, because, my friend, I know that God has blessed you. And this is the message concerning God's curse on the lands of Hadrach and Damascus, for the Lord is closely watching all of mankind as well as Israel. For these cities of Syria, they belong to the Lord. And they belong to the Lord just as much as the tribes of Israel do. And he is watching closely. So, all of you near Damascus and Tyre and Sidon, you shrewd ones, you are rich with silver. But the Lord will dispossess you and hurl you and all your fortifications into the sea. You will be set on fire and burned to the ground. All of your coastal cities as Ashkelon, it will be seen, and they will all be filled with fear. And Gaza will huddle in desperation, and Ekron will shake with terror, for all the hopes that Tyre had will stop. And the enemies will advance with all, and they will be dashed, and Gaza will be conquered, and her king will be killed. Ashkelon will be completely destroyed. She will no longer be the queen of all of the islands. Foreigners will take over the city of Ashdod, the rich city of the Philistines also. And this queen and her idolatry out of her mouth and pull her teeth, her sacrifices that she eats with blood, everyone left will worship the only one creator God. And they will be adopted into Israel as a new clan. The Philistines of Ekron will intermarry with the Jews, just as the Jebusites did. long ago. And I will surround my temple like a guard, and I will keep the invading armies from entering Israel, because I am closely watching their movements, and I will keep them away. No foreign oppressor will again overrun my people's land. So rejoice, my people, and shout with joy, for look, your king is coming. He is the righteous one, the victor. He is lowly. He is riding on a donkey's colt. But I will disarm all people of the earth, including my people of Israel. He shall bring peace among the nations. His realm shall stretch from sea to sea, from the rivers to the ends of the earth, to the ends of all of the lands of Palestine. I made you and I sealed you. I have delivered you from death in a waterless pit because of the covenant that I made. Come to the place of safety, all of you prisoners. For there is hope, I promise, right now. I repay you two mercies for each of your woes. Judah, you are my bow, and Ephraim, you are my arrow. Both of you will be my sword together, like the sword of a mighty soldier, brandished against the sons of Greece. The Lord shall lead his people as they fight. His arrows shall fly like lightning. The Lord God shall sound the trumpet and call, and go out against all the enemies like a whirlwind off the desert from the south, and he will defend his people, and he will subdue their armies, and all of the enemies treading them will be beneath their feet. They will taste victory and shout with triumph, and they will slaughter their foes, leaving horrible carnage everywhere. The Lord, their God, will save his people in that day. As a shepherd caring for his sheep, they shall shine in his land and glitter like the jewels in a crown. How wonderful and beautiful all will be. And the abundance of grain and wine will be like young men and girls that flourish. They will be radiant with health and happiness. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime, and he will answer with lightning and showers, and every field will become like a lush pasture. Don't ask idols for anything. Don't be foolish like that. Don't turn to fortune tellers or predictors. Don't turn to diviners. They're all a bunch of lies, words of men. There is no comfort there in all of their promises that don't come true. Judah and Israel have been led astray. They're like wandering sheep. And everyone will attack them. They have no shepherd to protect them. And God's anger is burning against the leaders and the shepherds that have become like goats. They did not arrive and help his flock. I will make them strong and glorious like a proud steed in battle, and from them I will come, the cornerstone, the peg, on which all hope hangs. The bow that wins the battle, the ruler over all of the earth, the great Messiah. He is the one that will be the mighty warrior. And they will be mighty warriors for God, grinding their enemies' faces into the dust beneath their feet. The Lord is with them as they fight, and their enemy is definitely doomed. I will strengthen Judah and Israel too. I will establish them. I love them. It will be as though I had never cast them away. I, the Lord, will hear their cries. I'll be like a mighty warrior. And when I'm done, they will be like happy little children with wine. They see all my mercy, and they're always glad, and their hearts will always rejoice in the Lord. I will become like someone that whistles to them, and they all come running to me because they know me, those few that are left. And within those few, it's my plan to grow them again to the former sizes that they were previously, and even those that I scattered among all of the nations. Even those few, I will remember them. I will return them back to God, and all of their children, they will come home to Israel. I will bring them from Egypt and Assyria. I will resettle them in Israel, in Gilgad, in Lebanon. There will be scarcely any room for all of them. But they will pass through the sea of distress, just like through the sea of Egypt. The Red Sea that the people went through and were miraculously brought through from Egypt when God brought them out as slaves the first time. And here we are today. For the waves will be held back, and the tempest-tossed Nile of today, it will become dry. The rule of the Assyria and Egypt over my people will end. And the Lord says, I will make my people strong with power that I will enable them with. And they will go wherever they wish, and wherever they go, I will be with them. And they will be under my personal care. So open your doors, Lebanon, to judgment. I, the Messiah, will destroy you as though by fire raging through your forest. And the trees, all of your trees, your cypress, weep. Because the cedars are ruined, all of your tall trees, all of the beautiful trees, they're crying. And they will cry. Even those of oaks of Bashan, though you think you're as thick as a forest and so firm and so tall and so wise and so full of wisdom, you will wail and your forest will be felled by the great Creator God. So listen to the wailing of Israel's leaders. All these evil shepherds, for their wealth is gone. Hear the young lions roaring, and the princes are weeping, for all their glorious Jordan Valley lies in ruin. Thus saith the Lord my God to me, go and take a job as a shepherd of a flock, being fattened by the butcher. This will illustrate the way my people have been brought and slain by the wicked leaders who go unpunished. Thank God now I'm rich, they say. They betrayed. The shepherds have sold the flock without mercy. And I will not spare them either, said the Lord, for I will let them fall into the clutches of their own wicked leaders, and they will slay them. And I will turn the land into a wilderness, and I will not protect it from them. I have taken two great shepherds named Grace and one named Union, and I've offered them and fed them to the flock, just as I've been told to do. And then one day I got rid of the evil shepherds, and I became impatient with the sheep. So I told them, I won't be your shepherd any longer. If you die, I don't care. If you're killed, I don't care. Go ahead. Destroy yourselves. I took my staff of grace and I snapped it in two that I had broken my contract to lead and protect them. It was at the end of this agreement, then those who brought and sold sheep were watching and realized that God was telling them something through what I did. The price of a slave. And I said to their leaders, if you like, give me my pay, whatever I'm worth, but only if you want to. So they counted out 30 little silver coins, the price of a slave. That's my wage. And the Lord told me, toss the coins into the treasury, this magnificent sum that they value you at. I took the 30 coins and I threw them in, and then I broke my other staff union to show that the bond of unity between Judah and Israel was now broken. Then the Lord told me to go ahead again and get a job as a shepherd, but this time I was to go and act like a part of a worthless, wicked shepherd. And he said to me, this will be how I illustrate how I will give this nation a shepherd who will not care for them. These shepherds, they will not care for the little ones, or the young, or the dying. They only want to profit themselves. They want to eat with the fat ones. But they even want to tear their feet off. They don't want to help the lame that cannot walk, or heal broken bones, or look after the little ones. They're worthless. And they have a worthless shepherd who doesn't care for the flock. God's sword will cut his arm and pierce through his right eye. His arm will become useless, and his right eye will be blinded. This is the fate of Israel as pronounced by the Lord who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him so that he would have no excuse. I will make Jerusalem and Judah a cup of poison and trembling and a burden to all of the nations. And all of the armies of the world will surround Jerusalem. It will be a heavy stone burdening all the world. And through all of the nations of the earth, they will unite in an attempt to move her. They will all be crushed in a day, standing bewildered, all of the armies that come before her. And he will make fools of them. For he watches over all the people of Judah and will blind them and all of the clans of Judah. I'm going to stop right there, family. In chapter 12, the last little bit of the last two chapters are too important to buzz through any faster. So I will whistle to them, they all come running, for I have brought them back again. From the few that are left, their population will grow again to the former size. Though I have scattered them like a seed among the nations, they will remember me. They will return again to God with all of their children as they will come home again to Israel. Wow, awesome words. So remember, don't be shaken. Stand firm. Be worth at least 30 coins. At least 30 coins. be a blessing today and bring someone else along the way. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow. God bless you.